Welcome back to Professor P's Etching School and to lesson number 2. Before we get into the focus of today, let me hear a little about how it was since last time. What have you been up to? Did you need to redo the last lesson? Okay. So, tell me, say out loud, how many times did you need to do lesson number 1? How about the homework? Do you remember that? The Kegel exercises? Have you been doing any of those? Practicing anything? Okay. Well, let's start off with redoing a little of that homework, seeing how much better you've gotten since last time. Do you remember how to do it? Tighten up the muscles in your cock, clenching your anus so you can feel it all the way. Holding it while I count and releasing. Okay, let's do that a few times. So, clench up, hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Release. Hold again, tighten up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Release. Again, tighten up. Really good. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. Release. Very good. Okay. So last time we had the focus of the balls. Do you remember? Yeah, how to stroke your balls, rub your balls. Yeah, try and do that a little again. Let's do a little recap. Yeah, it's always good to be reminded of the lessons we've learned. So rub your balls a little. Go around all over. Digging your nails in a little, scraping your nails a little, squeezing a little. Yeah, very good. Rub over. Yeah, and then go up, stroking your cock. Yeah, doing it fast. Right. Yeah. Very good. Take your hand off so we can begin lesson 2. And the focus of the day is the head of your cock. Yeah. It's so fun to tease that and use that to edge. You can do many different things. We'll do a few today. This is just the beginner class after all. Okay, so get your fingers on the head of your cock. Move them around the head, feeling all the different curves and sways of your head. Yeah. Doing circles around the like base of the head. Yeah. That's very good. Just slowly around, around. Go the other way. Around. Just use your fingers. Get to the V on the back of your head and just stroke it there. Just slowly ceasing, moving a little circles. Round and round. Go up and down. With just your index and your middle finger. Yeah. Up and down. Do it a little faster. Now take your nails in a little and move them up over your cock, the head of your cock. Nails a little, lightly scraping on the head just so you can feel it. Yeah, the different sensations. And around, teasing around. Now just using the ball of your fingers, moving around the head of your cock. Very good. Now take your fist around the head of your cock and move that around. Teasing it, very good. Yeah, remember this is just to be on the edge. Yeah. Very good. Move it faster around. Twisting your hand a little. Getting all different kinds of friction on that head. The different sensations, making it feel like it's time to have fun, but just staying on the edge. Now take and stroke your cock up and down fast. Yeah, stroke it fast. Remember, this is to practice being on the edge. Very good. Keep stroking it. Be on the edge. Very good. Remember, if you need to redo a class, there is no shame. Get all the practice you need, because it takes a lot of practice to get up to that lovely bee placing level. Yes, keep stroking. Keep on stroking. Keep on staying on the edge. Oh, very good. Until next time, remember your homework and remember your lessons.